After having gone through all the little bit pieces here and there, I'll invite Chris, our Chief Operating Officer, to come up and put it all together and tell us how we are putting the company together for the next century. Chris.
Good afternoon, everyone. We started the day talking about scalability with differentiation. Let me kind of take you through some of the data points which demonstrate how we're building this scalability, what are some of the aspects of the scalability, what are the measurements, what are the data points. If you look at from a very high level, it is scalability and differentiation. Then you get into detail, we look at scalability from multiple aspects. Building scalable client relationships, scalable services and solutions, scalable organization structure, scalable processes and systems, scalable talent management, and scalable global infrastructure. You kind of divide the problem into multiple aspects. The philosophy from very early for the company was, if you want to build a world-class organization, you have to be world-class in every aspect of the business. The same thing holds good when you look at any strategy we adopt. Building scalable organization means the organization has to scale up all the way, right from how do you look at the talent, how do you recruit, how do you build infrastructure, et cetera. Two, how do you build solutions, how do you build new services, and how do you build client relationships? Looking at client relationships, our multi-year relationships are growing. Today, we have $141 million-plus clients, 53 $5 million clients, and three $50 million clients. We have also increased our ability to build these relationships by having the services which are relevant to the clients, the solutions which are relevant to these clients. We do an account planning today, which looks at what are the requirements of our clients over the next 3 years. We have Infosys Consulting, we have strategic global sourcing team, which can address larger deal sizes and larger relationships. We have a point of view on strategic outsourcing. It's the model of global sourcing. We have also created the client advisory council, where some of the CIOs are represented, and they advise us on our strategy, what solutions, what services we should look at for the future. We have tried to look at how we can build larger relationships with our clients, and the data also shows that indeed this is yielding results. 37% of our revenues come from services which have been introduced in the last 5 years. We have extended our addressable market space by almost three times over the last 5 years by adding these services. 10 years back, we were in the ADM, application development and maintenance space. Today, we have consulting, package implementation, application development and maintenance support, business process management, infrastructure management, system integration, the full range of services. We have put together these services and built solutions, and Bhaskar talked about actually how we are able to actually mix and match these services to suit the client requirements and things like that. We are leveraging strategic alliances to build out our solutions and also create additional engines for marketing and sales. Strategic alliances for us are very important in the sense that we have to go to market together in order to call something as a strategic alliance. It means that investment from our side, investment from the alliance partner, it means that there is a point of view being created. It is a much deeper relationship than having both of us having the logo on our respective websites. We're also introducing proprietary frameworks like Inflex and intelligent production support platforms, which again gives us an opportunity to differentiate and build a separate a brand for Infosys in this space. If you look at where we are investing, you know, we are investing in many of these services and solutions in bits and pieces, in small chunks actually. And that's again one of the strategies of Infosys. You know, you don't have a strategic investment which is kind of large and significant. We make strategic investments in small pieces, but with an overarching theme, which is the scalability and differentiation. We are building a scalable organization structure. The IBU structure, which we created in the in last November, today gives us multiple engines of growth. Each of these is set up as a profit center. Each of these has its own business plan. It has its own investment cycle and investment budget. And we are also investing in new markets, new services, as I said, new talent pools, and new business models like consulting, etc. Infosys is today a complex organization, but from a client perspective, you know, we bring all that together in a way when it comes to delivering value to the client. Any large organization today would be a complex organization with the need to build vertical, deep vertical skills, vertical competencies, the need to address multiple geographies, the need to have different profit centers and things like that, different services, horizontal and vertical services, etc. The organization becomes complex, but then you manage that by bringing it all together when it comes to servicing the client. By having you know, common goals, common performance indicators, and shared goals and targets. Our processes and systems are scalable. You know, we continue to invest in enhancing our capabilities in benchmarking against global standards. Recently, we have gone through, because there is a focus on security and things like that, gone through BS 7799 certification, TAS 70 audits and things like that. Our processes have been actually re-engineered to look at the complexity of the services we have. You know, originally they were only addressing application development maintenance, and today they address all aspects of the services and solutions, including how solutions are built, how we bring in you know, new markets, how do we integrate and things like that. All these are made in the processes, and then we have kind of renamed that as the Pride initiative within the company. We have invested in enhancing our information systems. For example, on the visa front, what used to take almost 90 days to process a visa application within the company today is done by within 20 days, and you know, we have opportunity to further reduce that actually. We have an award-winning knowledge management system. Infosys won the global Most Admired Knowledge Enterprise Award last year, one of the top winners in this space. And we have a strategy to continuously look at process improvement. We internally have initiatives which looks at cross-functional processes and how do we improve these processes based on best practices within and outside the organization. Infosys also has a very robust strategy and planning process. We have a five-year model, which is basically in terms of scenario and you know, the direction settings for the organization. We have three-year business plans, which are by business units. And then we have annual budgets and then operational reviews on a quarterly basis. So there is a hierarchy of processes which get into more and more detail on how we manage the business, how we plan the strategy, how we plan the business over the short and the long term. Hema already talked about talent management, and the key difference here is 10 years back, Infosys was 300 employees. Today we are almost reaching 30,000 employees on a 100 times growth. Sorry, actually, 100 times growth. And it mirrors how the industry has grown in India. So if you want to look for 10-year-old experienced person in India, that kind of people are not available in sufficient number for this industry to grow. So the engine of growth has to be through recruitment at entry levels. And that's a critical difference between how the Indian companies have grown and especially how Infosys has grown and the investment into education, research, etc. The engine for scalability has to be built by having an engine for recruitment from campuses, deep relationship with the campuses and things like that. And that's how we can grow at 30-40% annually. And it means that you should be able to process 1 million applications. It means that you should be able to interview on any particular day, test and interview on any particular day 10,000 people. And this kind of engine, and a scalable engine, has to be grown ground up, and significant investment has to be made on the education infrastructure and things like that. And as answer to a question, I talked about having the ability to train 4,000 people in one go in a centralized location, which also is a significant capability from a scalability perspective. Similarly, we have done the same thing, replicated the same model when it comes to creating people with SAP skills or Siebel skills or Oracle skills. We have created a university to train people in these fields also. Lastly, the global infrastructure itself, as I said, we have about 2.5 million square feet under construction. And we are expanding in China, we are expanding in Czech Republic, both Progeon and Infosys. We are also significantly investing in scaling up our technology infrastructure. Traditionally, we had used Bangalore as the hub for communication from India. We have now switched over to twin hubs, Chennai and Bangalore being hubs. And because of the reduction in cost in data communication, we have been able to scale up the data communication infrastructure by almost six times for the same cost. The costs have come down that much, actually. So we have 45 megabit links from Chennai and Bangalore to Fremont and Quincy. And we have connected Chennai and Bangalore as well as Fremont and Quincy through multiple 45 megabit links. So the whole infrastructure, technology infrastructure, has been significantly scaled up in terms of ability to work remotely, ability to have mobile workforce, etc. There has been significant improvement because the backbone has improved. This also allows us to provide all the applications wherever an employee is, whether it's in any one of the offices or whether it's in any one of the different client locations where they're present. A lot of actually discussion happened in terms of how we're creating the differentiation. Basically, we're differentiating the business model itself. A lot of discussion happened about why this business model is different. We're differentiating through the services and solutions. We're differentiating from the GDM itself. We are expanding GDM to include other geographies like China, Prague, Mauritius, Toronto. We are adding GDM to new services like consulting and things like that. A lot of investment is happening in creating intellectual capital. I talked about Inflex. I talked about intelligent production support platform. Ashok talked about some of the solutions which we are offering in the financial services industry. In retail industry, we are working on item data integrity, RFID, lead time optimization. So similarly, several vertical solutions are being rolled out as we speak. So both in terms of enhancing our own services, building new solutions, a lot of intellectual capital is going into the offerings today. We are differentiating from a global brand perspective, and I'll come back to that, and we continue to benchmark against global standards on an ongoing basis. If you look at putting this in one slide, Today, our services address run the business, grow the business, transform the business for a client. And we have embedded the GDM from the traditional run the business kind of services like application development maintenance into growing the business in terms of looking at new solutions, new services, modular global sourcing, how outsourcing can be looked at, and transforming the business and increasing business competitiveness, looking at consulting, looking at how we can address the issues of how the clients will look at new revenue streams, increasing the profitability, looking at more from a business point of view, business results point of view. And again, the common thread is leveraging global delivery model itself. So the services and solutions address the entire range of requirements of our clients. And in every one of them, we have embedded global delivery model and are able to address all aspects and all requirements of the clients in a very differentiated manner. And that's the key here. The brand itself, if you look at what is the value proposition Infosys brings to our clients, on one side is the improving the odds with respect to solutions, with respect to strategic sourcing, with respect to how a client would look at client would look at business results, competitiveness, and things like that. And the improvement of the odds comes because of our focus on processes, our focus on delivering results, our focus on successful execution of projects. 85% of the projects executed on time within budget and things like that. And on the other side, because of the process focus, increasing the predictability, the quality of our talent, the quality of the solutions and things like that, and the value system of the company, delivering on the promises, and with all the stakeholders, not just the clients, all the stakeholders, how we're delivering on the promises and things like that. And this is tightly coupled through our industry-defining global delivery model. So we believe that Infosys is best prepared to offer this combination of improving your odds, improving your predictability in this marketplace today. Thank you.